Cambridge 105 Radio.
First things first then, talk to us about what's fundamentally changing and why it's happening.
Well, from September, Dan, we're improving a number of services, some of which thanks to the Mayor and the Cambridge and Peterborough Combined Authority. For example, in terms of service 4 from Tambourne, thanks to the Mayor's funding, that's going up to every 20 minutes. Also up in Peterborough, some extra late night services on the 31 and 33. Also the 4s going out to Eye and Thorny, again thanks to the good funding from the Mayor and his Tiger enhancements to services. But also, Dan, we're having to... Congestion in Cambridge is still a major challenge. There is still, as a company, yes, we need to have development in the city, but road, utility companies are still digging up a lot of roads and making life very difficult. And on reliability, as a company, we are still consistently delivering 99% of a bus and a driver, whenever we say we will. But we're finding buses are taking longer to get into the city. And that has meant that, for example, in the case of the 905, that's having to come through the Black Cat development that's happening. It's getting, struggling to get into Cambridge, so we've had to change the journey times on that. But also on service 6, we've had to take that to 70 minutes off peak purely because we just can't get the buses into the city, you know, on time. So really, you know, roadwork, you know, people can pick up the roads, please, please. Would you start talking to bus companies and trying to do something to mitigate the impact? Because we really hate letting down our loyal and dedicated customers. We do everything in our power to provide the best possible service we can for our customers. And we're having to cancel buses purely because we can't get them into the city, and having to cut frequencies purely because we can't get them into the city. As people keep digging up roads, it's just... madness. And even on major events recently, we've had to step in and work with event organisers to try and mitigate impacts. You know, for example, Bank Holiday Sunday in August, we're going to end up with a cycle race in the city that's going to put every bus late. Okay, hopefully the race will be a good thing for the city, but obviously it just it impacts. And finally, on schools, we're proud to say we've worked with Dalston Village College, and the 604, 7 and 8 are all... going to be doing a different route, which would be better for the young people. And also, very proud to say, a shout-out to the John Lewis team. They made representations to us that the park and rides going back to Trumpington, they needed an enhanced frequency between 10 past 6 and 10 to 7. So we put the park and rides back to every 10 minutes to make sure they can get home. So some really good positives, Dan, but also equally some challenging negatives.
Yeah, of course, and obviously operational challenges are things that will come up, obviously, in any business, really. So you were talking about funding for this, actually, because I think from what you were saying about the City 4, especially money's become available for that as well. Also want to talk about business as well. Obviously, after COVID, money was obviously a bit of a challenge. Obviously, revenue went down a bit. Has that been picking up again since more people are using the buses again and the restrictions are long gone?
I mean, certainly post-COVID, Dan, all bus companies are struggling to get back to pre-COVID levels. Yes, thanks to the good weather, we are seeing some good passenger growth. We're still not back at where we were pre-COVID. We're consistently at about 86% of passenger numbers. £2 there has helped. It's gained a little bit. But one of our biggest challenges is people travelling in the off-peaks. I'll give you a good example on the busway. We're proud that thanks again to support from the Mayor, and we do have some ongoing discussions with key stakeholders of biomedical campuses to secure our improvements, we are putting extra seats on the busway in the peaks, an extra 400 plus seats. But again, the problem is on the busway, in the off-peak between roughly 11 and 3, passenger numbers are very, very low. So we do need to keep doing whatever we can to get people to try the bus. And look, with bus fares being £2 at the moment for a single trip, there's never been a better reason to go out and try the bus.
Yeah, I was also going to ask you about the big changes that have been made as well. Have you been sort of going into rural communities and putting out surveys? How have you sort of collated all that feedback for you to be able to make such big changes?
That's a good question, Dan. We have done some engagements with our customers on Bayburn Park and Ride, on the 8s, on the 4s. On the 8s, we were talking about a potential idea to amalgamate the 8-8 and the 8 together, and basically run the 8 from Cottenham via Orchard Park up to Addenbrookes. We listened hard when our customers came back and said, it's a truly terrible idea, which won't work, so we've abandoned it. On the fours, we were asking the question, we'd like to get into West Camborne if we could. Are there any parts of the route? Is the route within Camborne right for people? I have to say we had a little bit of feedback, but we would be grateful for a little more feedback from the communities of Camborne, how we can better serve them. And on Bayburn Park and Ride, we were trying to get to the bottom of how we better serve the biomedical campus, and we put forward an idea of, do we potentially not put quite so many buses right through to the city so we can, you know, increase the frequency between Bayburn and the campus? But again, our customers came back and said, nope, don't like that idea, that's truly terrible. So that's the thing at Stagecoach. When our customers tell us they don't like the idea, we go back to the drawing board and we find a better one.
Just a couple more questions from me, David, if that's all right. First things first, we've talked about operational challenges already, and obviously there was a point where there was a lack of drivers, and obviously that's something that's really important. You've got to have drivers to be able to provide buses. How's resourcing for that looking at the moment?
Dan, at the moment, drivers are good. We have a continuous recruitment programme. My colleague Ross, the ops director, he has a very robust training team. We have 10 training buses. We're training every day of the week. And we're getting good through flow of people, and people are staying because, not just Stagecoach, but operators as a whole within Cambridgeshire, we are looking at family friendly, as best we can, duties, rosters, making sure people have good rest. So people want to make a career out of bus driving. So really, bus drivers at the moment are not the challenges they once were. We have had a problem which is being resolved at the moment of skilled bus fitters who want to come and fix buses, and luckily though we're starting to get some apprentices want to come through, so really the challenge, but we never rest on our laurels, and we have to sort of make sure that we continually make sure that those people who are coming stay. So resource wise we're doing okay, and I think that's helped by the fact that, you know, we're paying the best we possibly can, and the drivers just had a good decent pay rise. So you know, we're encouraging people to stay and want to develop their career with us.
And just one final question, just very quickly. Obviously, the situation is that the changes will come in from the 1st of September. Will these be kept under review, and sort of how frequently will you look at it and sort of see if it's working, or see if there's any tweaks that can be made, or even further implementations?
We always monitor passenger numbers and how we are responding to passenger needs with services. We do, though, recognise the importance of people having network stability. So, really, to be frank, Dan, we try and avoid major changes and try and keep to really sort of just evolving little bits where customers are saying, well, actually, that journey could do with being half an hour earlier. But one of our biggest things is just data on sort of shift times, that type of thing, because people always presume we have that, and we don't very often. So if you're going to help us with, you know, if you've got a bus time that isn't working for you, but that's just going to be in 20 minutes after your shift time, tell us. I mean, a prime example of that, we had representations on the 7s from some nurses who lived in Pampersford who said that our evening 7s were not keeping pace with their shift time. So from the 3rd of September, we've tweaked it so that a nurse working a 7-7 has a decent departure just after the end of their shift to get them home promptly. So to really just encourage customers to please tell us your needs, because we are very, very passionate about making sure that bus services continue to evolve as people's needs evolve, and we never go back to the bad old days of a bus service that, you know, stays exactly the same even though it doesn't meet people's needs anymore, because really bus services are the lifeblood of the city and they have to evolve and develop.
Cambridge 105 Radio.